Psalm 119, 9 through 11. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Oh, friend, let's tuck away his words into our heart. Amen. Hey, good to see you today. Welcome to Sunday worship. My, oh my, we are flying along here. It's already September 20th, 2020. It is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Go ahead, get yourself maybe a jelly donut, maybe some tea or coffee. Maybe you drink a little bit of Red Bull, whatever it is. Let me hang out with you today on this Sunday. We focus on Jesus. We have some scripture, songs, devotion, and some great encouragement here for the next 30 minutes. And that makes up this wonderful program called Sunday Worship. Let's start things off with the husband and wife duo of Keith and Kristen Getty. The Lord is my salvation.
The grace of God has reached for me and pulled me from a raging sea. And I am safe on this solid ground. The Lord is my salvation. I will not fear when darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation.
Lord,
That's right. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and just this weekend got back from, unplugging for a few days, spent some time down into the southern hills of Tennessee, which is just so pretty any time of the year. And for many of us, when we make travel plans, sometimes some of us, at least I know I do, like to look at some of those weather websites to kind of get a weather outlook for our destination. And you can get a forecast for the next day, maybe the weekend, maybe 5 days out, some of them 10 days out, temperatures and the likelihood of rain, everything we need to know. And friend, while we may marvel at the ability and accuracy of some of these predictions, they pale in comparison to the prophecies of the Word of God. Some of God's forecasts, friend, go 10 centuries into the future, not just 10 days. And unlike the weather forecasts, not a single one of God's prophecies have ever failed to come true. Listening to Sunday Worship.
As we lift up your name, we come to glorify your name. We come to glorify
come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Listening to Sunday worship this morning, I am Joey Kroll, and Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And sweeping across Germany at the end of World War II, Allied forces searched farmhouses and farms looking for snipers. At one abandoned house, almost a heap of rubble, searchers with flashlights found their way to a basement. And there on a crumbling wall, a victim of the Holocaust has scratched a Star of David. And beneath it, in rough lettering, this was the message: "I believe in the sun, even when it does not shine. I believe in love, even when it is not shown. I believe in God, even when he does not speak." Oh, friend, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
Your love, that you would stretch your arms and go around the world. And why for me would a Savior's cry be heard? I don't know why you went where I was meant to go. I don't know why you love me so. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scars, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, did it all for me. And after you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. How deep is your grace, you could see my need, choose to take my place. And then for me, these words I'd hear you say, Father, no. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I will go, because I love them so. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. And after you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. Those were my nails, that was my crown, it pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Right, it's Michael W. Smith. Well, Fred, I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. This is Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I always love hearing from you. You can connect with me on social media. Just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. Those three words, Joey Kroll Online. Just search me up, look me up on Facebook, K-R-O-L, by the way, and no relation to Woodrow Kroll. You would not believe how many people ask me that. Hey, here's a great, great word from God's word, Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4, a great reminder and maybe challenge for some of us as we prepare for a brand new week. It says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility. Count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Big challenge and a great truth today from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my head. I will always sing when your love came down. Oh, oh. Over the mountains and the sea. Healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love.
It's foolishness, I know. But when the world is in the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Oh. We will sing, I will sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love.
Shane and Shane, I can sing of your love forever. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today on this 20th day of September here on Great News Radio. If you want to go back and re-listen to any of today's program, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you should see a little part there on the right-hand side of our website, archived programs. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.